Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news, of course, yesterday and again today, Rob, is not even draft related. Aaron Rodgers. Now, he came out, of course, or the report came out. We don't know if it was leaked for the Packers or was it leaked from Aaron Rodgers' side. But the report was that he wants out. He doesn't want to go back to Green Bay. And their GM, Brian Gutekunst, comes out. Yeah, I know. I said it once. That's all he's getting. Goody. We'll call him Goody. Yeah. He came out yesterday. Of course, he spoke after the first round. And he said Aaron Rodgers is going nowhere. Here he is.
He's our quarterback. He's our leader. We've been working through this for, you know, a little while now. And, you know, I just think it may take some time. But, you know, he's the guy that kind of makes this thing go. So he gives us the best chance to win. And we're going to work towards that end.
Is there any scenario that you can see trading Aaron Rodgers this offseason?
No, Ryan, I appreciate the question, but no, we're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
And I'll say this, Chris. I'll just say this right off the bat. It was all set up. If they really wanted to move on from him, they could have just done it. They had.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was like, no, I'm just saying.
You could have explored it for sure.
Well, but draft night with picks and all the other stuff, if you're ever going to do it, and I that would have been the time to do it. So I wasn't totally surprised because I didn't think that they had the cojones to pull that trigger.
I think every situation is different. You and I differ on this. You feel if a guy doesn't want to be there, trade him. I feel like every situation is different. And to me, the biggest thing is if it's a guy that's a great player and I want to keep him, to me, is the fence mendable? And they obviously think it is. And so if you think the fence is mendable with Aaron Rodgers, heck, no way I'm trading him.
See,
At least not yet. Because
I'm a divorce guy. Things don't work out, I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Look, I've been married 25 years.
I know, I'm saying that that's the difference.
And there's ups and downs. But I'm saying we've had our rough patches here and there.
I know what I'm saying.
And you work through it.
You work through it. That's what I'm saying. Some people can work through it.
You jet.
And I'm out. I'm calling U-Haul. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm got it. No, I mean,
but this is Holly
Berry. Everybody's different, though. Seriously, Chris. I mean, there are people who can work through. There are people who've been through hell together, married. You know what I mean? Like hell. And they.
My father's motto was struggle through.
Yeah.
We going to struggle through. That was his motto.
And people do it. Right. You struggle through it.
No.
And then there's other people who just don't want to deal with that. Like don't want to have that as a life. So it depends. And I hear your point, but I do believe that I would never try to convince somebody to stay if they don't want to. That's just me.
Oh gosh. I can't do that. Especially in pro sports. I mean, again, maybe Russell Wilson would have been traded in Seattle. What would they have? Maybe Kobe Bryant would have been traded. They don't win those last two championships that he won with the Lakers. I mean, you got to me, my view is you sit down and work this out. And here's my situation with Aaron Rodgers if I were running the Packers. We're not trading you unless, remember, I brought this up yesterday, Rob. I mean, look, is he willing to sit out the year? Is he willing to say, I'll go host Jeopardy? I doubt it, but I'm just saying those are the only things that would make me even really look seriously at trading him. And you're not going to know that until it's time to start the season up. So when we start the season, if Aaron Rodgers sits out, if he stays out and he's not coming back and I'll retire and blah, 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 then I would start looking at it. And you still, look, I know people can say, oh, he'd be right into a new offense thrown in at the beginning of the year. He's Aaron Rodgers. He'll be fine. He'll figure it out. And I'm sure plenty of teams would still give a haul for Aaron Rodgers in August. And so I'm waiting. I'm slow playing this. I mean, my goal is just to bring him back. But if he doesn't want to come back, that's, you know, I'm talking about in August, Rob, when we started the season and everything, then I might consider it if I haven't seen him in Green Bay. But other than that, nah. I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I'm just the same on everybody. Like there's got to be, and I'm not saying that you cannot try to talk it out or figure it out. But ultimately, if he tells me,
so you would
like,
do that. You would go to him right
now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying like they've tried. I haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers. I know that they've made some trips there to talk to him or whatever. And I'm just saying, if they really wanted to move off of him and they have Jordan Love sitting there, it's not like, can't say you don't have anybody.
He's not ready.
No, but he's been there for a year. But I'm just saying, Chris, if you wanted to, you could. So they need to make that figure that part out. But I'm just saying, I don't care. All these great quarterbacks have been traded, moved on. It's just not inconceivable that you could move on from Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers aren't going anywhere. They might not win for a long time, but the franchise isn't going anywhere. Because you haven't been up there, right, for a football game?
No.
That's their lives. There's nothing
but
there.
But was it their lives when you and I were kids?
Maybe it was. Wisconsin.
You know, because when you and I were growing up, they were a laughing stock.
But
after the Bart Starr years and Lombardi and all that, they were horrible when we were kids.
But Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm just saying, that people aren't going anywhere. That's what they have. They have nothing else. They're not around the corner from Milwaukee.
They got the cheese and brats and
all
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like that.
No,
that's your life.
But I do think they could. I hear you, and I get where you're coming
from. It's happened so many places.
But they don't want to move him. I mean,
I know that because they would have moved. They could have moved him, Chris, if they really wanted
to. I didn't even think they wanted to move him yesterday.
No,
here's
that.
The other thing.
I didn't feel that at all for one second. There was going to be a trade yesterday.
I'm gonna say this too, Rob. Aaron Rodgers all the reports. Jay Glazer, who you know he's plugged in as anybody. He said this stems from the Jordan Love draft. Okay, so if it was the Jordan Love draft, if I'm Green Bay, I'm like, you were upset about Jordan Love. Okay, you came out and had maybe the best season of your career. You were the MVP, hands down. We'll take that. If that's it, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Come back and do the same thing, Aaron Rodgers. So that if his feelings are hurt, Aaron Rodgers, Rob, as great as he is, he also has to look in the mirror. He's got the second best offensive line in football, according to Pro Football Focus. He's got arguably the best receiver in the league in Devontae Adams. He's got one of the best, a top four rusher last year in Aaron Jones, who just got re-signed. He's got a top 10 defense. They've been 13-3 the last 2 years. Where are you going that's better than that? And so, Aaron, I don't even know. He needs to look in the mirror, too. It's certainly not all him because we know how great he is. But he's got to look in the mirror, too. He has not gotten it done at times either. He's the only quarterback ever to lose four straight conference championship games. And so he's got to look in the mirror, too. I think he should be looking at it like, I got unfinished business here in Green Bay. Let me get a Super Bowl again before I get out of here. Let me one-up my great Hall of Fame predecessor, Brett Favre, by getting him too. So I think Rodgers also needs to look in the mirror, too, Rob.
Yeah, I think, Green Bay also, his whole tenure there, they never drafted a skilled position player in the first round. There's a lot of stuff you look at.
No, they agree.
That has gone on there, and you just question it. They've definitely shored up. The defense was better last year, even though they had that terrible play at the end of the first half against Tampa Bay, giving up that touch. That changed the whole game, if you remember the play.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But that was on the defensive end. And then the coach taking the ball out of his hands on the fourth down. It's just stuff like that. I could see why he would be upset with Matt LaFleur and that. But anyway, I don't know how this is going to play out. But I think they don't want to trade him. And it's really up to Aaron Rodgers. Like, is he going
to
give in? I saw the other report
away by
Rapoport where he's saying unless they concede something, he's seriously considering retirement. I mean, even the whole notion, because I always believe, Chris, if you were serious about something, then you can't be talked out of. It's like the guy who tells you, hey, if you don't keep your mouth shut, I'm going to come over there and punch you in the mouth. The guy who's really serious, you know what he does?
Punches you
he
in
just
the
comes
mouth.
Over Chris and punches you in the mouth, right?
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm talking about.
Right. No,
there's no,
what,
there's no, I'm not threatening you. I'm not telling you what's going to happen. If you don't, I would just do it. It's funny, too, because I saw the report from Stink on the radio. Did you see that about the Rogers?
Mark Slavery?
Yeah, Mark Slavery, that the deal was almost done or whatever. But then he put on a little caveat saying, Chris, it said, like, the deal's basically done, but then again, it could fall apart. Let's cross our fingers. When you put that piece at the end, that it could fall apart,
right.
Then you don't have it.
You don't know, right.
Am I
exactly.
right? You don't
exactly.
have it.
Exactly.
You can't.
So,
you just can't. You can't put that piece on. If it's done, you got to say it's a done deal.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I think, you know, Denver didn't take a quarterback, and maybe they. If I was Denver, I'd keep trying, Rob. I would keep trying because Rodgers, you know, reportedly they're on his list. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's bring in Rob G. Rob G., you happy with what your beloved Las Vegas Raiders have done thus far in the draft?
If you disregard context and you just tell me the two players that
just
they got.
Just answer the question.
I'm happier today than I was yesterday. Let me tell you that.
That ain't saying nothing. That's because you got two warm bodies.
Hey, the safety that they got today in the second round had first round talent, but he slipped because he had a back ailment during the offseason that he's rehabbing.
Oh, so John Gruden knew something nobody else knew. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But John Gruden has been a total bust in Las Vegas and with the Raiders. There's the tallest building in Detroit is the Penobscot building. You'd be better off going up to the top of the Penobscot building and throwing that $100 million that they gave him off the top of the building. Because what Rob G., can you believe no playoffs? Nothing has gone right.
Three
for
years
them.
He's been there, Rob.
Seriously.
It's even worse than that. Not only no playoffs, not one winning season.
That's ridiculous.
But they've gotten better
but
every season.
There is no
if you
but.
Want to play that game, Chris.
There three is year, no but.
When
this
they
is
signed
NFL.
Him, not
it's
for
not,
long.
Yeah, there's no. There's
unless
no
you got a 10-year, $100 million
anymore.
Contract.
Right, I guess he gets the benefit of a 5-year plan.
Well, when they moved to Vegas, they needed something to market, and unfortunately, their most marketable player was Derek Carr, who's always on the trade block. So they needed somebody to be the face of the franchise.
At one time, that was
whenever the face of the franchise is a coach, that means you have a bad team. Can we, Rob G? Can we?
What about the Patriots?
That?
Well, they were a bad time.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Bill Belichick was the face. Even
no,
with
he
Tom
was
Brady.
Not.
It was Tom Brady.
It was the hoodie. It was the guy with the cutoff sleeves.
No, he wasn't.
You're such
angry.
A homer. You're such a homer. Get
you
off.
You know
the
it. Have you
Get
bought tickets? Are you going to? Are you going out to?
I might go to
game.
I might go to a game this year. Make a weekend out of it because I'm gonna go see my friend Lamar Mitchell at the MGM Grand. And so that would be nice.
We all going to see Lamar.
Nah, you all guys right. ain't invited no more.
I'm going to see Lamar.
No, you're not invited no more.
I'm going to
talk to him. I'll be like, look, guys.
I'm going next weekend.
Look, Lamar, Chris and Rob
Rob's
said thanks,
at the
thanks,
point where
no
he's staying
thanks.
At Lamar's house.
And I'm getting points for you know, by staying
at his house. Exactly. No, but here's the point, and I think Rob and I agree on this. John Gruden should be on the hot seat. This should be a do-or-die year for John Gruden. This is the NFL now. A great coach makes a difference right away. You saw Andy Reid do it. You go back, you saw Harbaugh do it in San Francisco. I'll give you a year, maybe two. This is his fourth year. And I'm not saying you have to win a Super Bowl.
They
got to
have an over 500
right.
record. They got to make the playoffs. They added two playoff teams, and the Raiders still can't make it.
You gave him $100 million over 10 years. What are you doing? What are you doing? Alex, get Rob G some tissue. Wipe his eye. I can see the tears falling right now. But seriously.
Rob G is just the Raiders fans, they love to wear the black and silver, and that's all that matters. They know they don't have a good team, and they keep supporting no matter what happens. It's been a disaster for a long time there. Let's just be honest.
It's almost as bad as the Detroit Lions.
No, it's the Lions are worse. No, come on
you,
now.
Bro.
It's worse than
that.
The Lions.
Thank
the
you.
Lions, they got one playoff. They got one playoff win since 1957.
And that's why Rob's not welcome back in Detroit.
That's all right.
Do you agree with us, Rob G, that your boy Gruden should be on the hot seat?
Yeah, at this point, yeah. I mean, because now there's no more excuse. This is his roster, his coaching staff. There's no more buddy left from the previous regime other than Derek Carr.
Right, so, you got all those draft picks, right, for Khalil Mack?
It's like the college system where it's like, hey, you got to give him 3 years to get his recruiting class in. Well, his whole recruiting class is here now, so there's no more excuses.
Well, we're going to see what he can do this year, and I'm not looking to fire coaches. But if he doesn't get it done, it make the playoffs, then he might have to go back to TV.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I don't care where Aaron Rodgers goes next year. I don't care if he's still there in Green Bay. I don't care if he went to New Orleans, some other team in the NFC. I'm saying right here, right now, that the representative for the NFC next year will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I thought you said they were winning. I thought you said they were winning the Super Bowl.
They're winning the NFC. No,
I never
said that yet. I haven't said that yet. I haven't made my decision between them and Kansas City yet. But I've made my decision that they are winning the NFC. Rob Parker, they got all 22 starters back, plus Giovanni Bernard, who the one thing they didn't have was a running back who could catch the ball. And now they got that in Bernard. I think Antonio Brown is going to ball. Ball, I tell you. He had a great second half of the season, 45 catches in, I think, 8 games. That's 90, you know, over a full season with 16 games. I think he's going to be their best receiver. And obviously, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are great. They got the tight ends. And Rob, I thought over that second half, I remember when they were struggling and you know, people thought, oh, are you jumping off of them? No, I said, nah, they'll get it together. And they did. And I just think now they're going to be like a well-oiled machine next year. So I am taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the NFC field.
Your words ring hollow for me because I remember a year ago after Kansas City won and after the draft and the players that they got, you sat up here and banged your chest. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP. They were going to repeat as Super Bowl champs. Who can beat them? They got better. And
so
they didn't win.
So because I was wrong, they ring hollow?
No, they didn't score. No, but it just tells you that it's hard to predict those things. And
well, of course.
You're just taking the most obvious.
Should we just stop making predictions?
No,
it's not the most obvious.
It is the most obvious.
When I took them last year, it wasn't obvious.
Chris, you pick every team that's won a championship
the
next year.
Did Tampa Bay win it 2 years ago?
Chris, you pick Kansas City.
I will not sit here and let you lie about me.
You pick Kansas City. You pick Kansas City.
But.
Chris, you pick Kansas City. You didn't pick Tampa.
That's a one time. Now,
no,
the other time I picked the team, did I pick New England 2 years ago?
Chris,
I will not let you sit here and lie on me.
My point is, last year you picked Kansas City.
Okay.
Let's play the tape. Oh,
no,
they got better. They got better from a year ago. Now they got the running back.
Pick?
Now they got this.
Who'd you
now,
pick?
Now Patrick Orleans? Mahomes saved them money so that they could keep all their players. How are they going to lose? Patrick's going to win the MVP.
So now we're saying if you make a wrong prediction,
no,
your words ring
that.
Hollow?
I'm just saying, your words on this.
Because you've been predicting Tom Brady's done for a decade.
Your words on this ring hollow with me. I can't predict it yet. I don't know who's going to be hurt. I need to see the rest of the team.
Oh, now we waiting to see who's going to be hurt?
Time.
Of course.
I need
of course,
to take
if
a
Tom
time.
Brady gets hurt, they're not getting to the
I'm
Super
not
Bowl.
Ready to, I'm not ready to make a Super Bowl pick on May 1st. Okay, that's me. You can pick it. I'm not.
Oh, that's fine. But don't tell me. Don't sit here and lie on me. I wouldn't lie on you. I don't pick every defending champion to win the Super Bowl. I haven't even picked Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl.
Who'd
I
you pick to win the NBA Finals this year going into the season?
Well, that was before Brooklyn
no,
got their
you,
guys.
I'm asking you. I'm just asking
I picked the
you
Lakers.
Okay.
So what? You can't pick anybody to repeat? Is that what
say,
you're saying?
Chris, I asked you a question.
Why'd you ask
you
the question
it.
About an NBA question
you
about
it.
NFL?
You
when we're talking
it.
NFL, you're why'd you ask? Why'd you ask an NFL question? Say it with your chest, brother.
I asked you the question. You already know I asked
you. I'm asking you to say it with your chest.
You answered the question.
You're going to try to go some roundabout way. Say it with some bass in your voice. You had nothing but trouble. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Next year, picking Kansas City.
Who you got
again,
in the too. NFC? Rob, you picked Jacksonville 3 years ago. You picked Green Bay. No, first you picked New Orleans. Then you picked Green Bay. All right, you haven't been right once. I'm right. I picked two of the last three Super Bowl champions. I'm right. You're wrong. That's why we're the odd couple.